Hi, this is Rick Harmon, and today I'm going to continue with my PC maintenance and security series. Today I'm going to talk about Windows Defender from Microsoft Corporation. Windows Defender is an anti-spyware utility program similar to SpyBot Search and Destroy and Adaware. It currently is free for download from Microsoft, and I'm going to talk you through installing and using it. The program is very accessible. You shouldn't really have any problems with running it at all. I'm going to start right now. I have the installation dialog up.
Windows Defender dialog. Next creator button. Cancel button. List back button. Warning colon. This computer program is protected by copyright law and international treaties. Unauthorized reproduction or distribution of this program or any portion of it may result in severe civil and criminal penalties and will be prosecuted to the maximum extent possible under the law. Welcome to the installation wizard for Windows Defender. Windows Defender helps protect users from malicious software, spyware, and other potentially unwanted software. The installation wizard will install Windows Defender on your computer. Previous versions of Windows Defender and Microsoft anti-spyware will be uninstalled during the installation of Windows Defender. To continue, click next.
Okay, so we're going to click next.
Next creator button.
And I'm on the next button, so I'm going to press my space bar on it.
Space, Windows Defender dialog. Validate your genuine copy of Microsoft Windows before you can install Windows Defender. You must verify that your copy of Microsoft Windows is genuine. After successful validation, your system will have access to the latest features, updates, and product support. Microsoft will not use the information collected during the validation process to identify or contact you. For more details about what information is collected and how it is used, click the apostrophe privacy statement button to view the Microsoft Genuine Advantage privacy statement. Let's back button, Alt plus D.
And I have to go through the Windows validation process that I love to use now to make sure we're all on the up and up.
Tab, validate creator button, Alt plus V.
So I'm going to tell it to validate.
Space. Windows Defender dialog. Windows Defender license agreement. Please read the following license agreement carefully. I do not accept the terms of the license agreement. Radio button checked, Alt plus D.
Now I'm going to tell it I accept its agreement.
I accept the terms of the license agreement. Radio button checked. Alt plus A.
Then go to next.
Tab. Let's back button. Tab. Next creator button. Alt plus N. Space. Windows Defender dialog. Help protect Windows. Automatically install definition updates and become a basic member of the Microsoft SpyNet Online community. If you participate in the Microsoft SpyNet Online community, your choices are also used to help other members take action. Automatically remove software with severe alert levels. If your copy of Windows is genuine, automatically remove software with high alert levels and install definition updates. Join Microsoft SpyNet with a basic membership. Information about software that is detected, actions that are applied, and if the actions were successful are reported to Microsoft left parent. For example, if Windows Defender can't remove software because your copy of Windows is not genuine right parent, personal information might unintentionally be sent to Microsoft, but no information is used to contact you or identify you. Automatically install definition updates, but do not join Microsoft SpyNet at this time. Your computer might be more vulnerable to security threats, and problems could be harder to fix. Use recommended settings checkbox not checked. Alt plus U.
Okay, I believe after listening to all of that, I'm going to use the recommended settings.
Tab. Install definition updates only. Checkbox not checked. Alt shift tab. Use recommended settings. Checkbox not checked. Alt plus U.
Let's see what we have though.
Tab. Install definition updates only. Checkbox not checked. Alt plus I. Tab. Ask me later. Checkbox not checked. Alt plus A. Tab. Let's back button. Alt plus tab. Cancel button. Tab. Privacy statement button. Alt plus tab. Use recommended settings. Checkbox not checked. Alt plus U.
I'm going to use the recommended settings. I don't have a problem with them looking over my shoulder.
Space checked. Tab, left back button, Alt plus D. Tab, next creator button, Alt plus N.
And I'm going to next. The final version of Windows Defender has the screen fixed on the beta versions. You had to use the JAWS cursor to get the right checkbox checked. And I see that has now been fixed on the release version. So that's good.
Space, Windows Defender dialog. Setup type. Choose the setup type that best suits your needs. Please select the setup type. All program features will be installed. Left parent requires the most disk space. Right parent, choose which program features you want installed and where they will be installed. Recommended for advanced users. Complete radio button checked. Alt plus C.
And I'm going with the complete. You could do a custom and tell it what you want to install with it, but I would recommend just doing the complete. Let it do everything it needs to do.
Tab, left back button, Alt plus D. Tab, next creator button, Alt plus N. tab, cancel button, tab, complete radio button checked, Alt plus C. Custom radio button checked, Alt plus S.
Let's see what we have here, though.
Complete radio button checked, Alt, custom radio button checked, Alt plus S. Complete radio button checked, Alt plus C.
I am going to go with the complete, but you could go with the custom if you wished.
Tab, less back button, Alt plus D, tab, next greater button, Alt plus N.
And I'm going to next.
Space, Windows Defender dialog. The wizard is ready to begin. Click install to begin the installation. If you want to review or change any of your installation settings, click back. Click cancel to exit the wizard. Ready to install Windows Defender. Install button, Alt plus I. Install button.
And I'm going to tell it to install now.
Space, Windows Defender dialog. Status colon, cancel button.
And Windows Defender is now installing on my
dialog.
System.
Check for updated definitions and run a quick scan now. Finish button, Alt plus F. Tab, check for updated definitions and run a quick scan now. Checkbox checked.
And it's completed its installation and it wants to update its definitions and do a quick check now. And I will let it do that.
Tab, finish button, Alt plus F. Space. Windows Defender is checking for updates, colon, new definitions or updates will be automatically installed.
I need to go check and make sure my firewall's not blocking this.
Alt-tab, gold wave. Alt-tab, Windows Defender. Alt-tab, gold wave. Alt-tab, Windows Defender.
And it doesn't appear to me. I just wanted to make sure my updates were actually going to download and not get blocked by my firewall. Let's see what our status is here. Okay, I don't have any speech at the moment.
No window is active.
Oh, okay.
Alt tab, gold wave. Alt tab, Windows Defender. No window is active. Windows M, desktop, folder view, list view, not selected my computer.
Let me see if I can switch back to that.
Window list dialog, running applications list box, desktop, gold wave minimized. Windows Defender minimized. Enter, Windows Defender. Windows Defender protection against malicious and unwanted software. Check for new definitions. Check for updates. Now definitions allow Windows Defender to detect the latest harmful or unwanted software and prevent it from running on your computer. View troubleshooting tips on the web status. Last scan colon not available. Scan schedule colon daily around 2 a.m. Real dash time protection colon on definition version colon 1.0.0.0 created on 1/25/2006 at 2:29 p.m. Windows Defender colon Windows Defender is up dash to dash date with definitions and engine upgrades. Help button. Alt tab, gold wave, alt tab, Windows Defender, alt tab, gold wave, alt tab, Windows Defender.
Okay, I didn't get any blocks from my firewall.
Tab, help options button, tab, stop scan button, alt plus S.
Okay, it's scanning. It says it did an update to my definitions. It says everything's okay. And it appears to be scanning the system right now.
Tab, back button, tab, help button, tab, help options button, tab, stop scan button, alt plus S. Windows Defender scanning ... stop scan scanning your computer ... left parent quick scan right parent start time colon 2:46 p.m. time elapsed colon 0 o'clock 48 object scan colon 1638 object colon C colon / Windows / system 32 / MSWSTR10.dll.
And it's doing a scan of my system right now. This is the quick scan, so it shouldn't take very long. You have a option of doing a full system scan, if I remember right, from the betas. And on my system, that does take a considerable amount of time. I believe approximately 40 minutes, but it checks several drives on my system. This shouldn't take nearly that long.
Windows Defender scanning ... stop scan scanning your computer ... left parent quick scan right parent start time colon 2:46 p.m. time elapsed colon 0136 object scan colon 8469 object colon C colon / program files / movie maker / WMM2AE.dll.
And it's currently scanning through my program files. And as you can see so far, JAWS doesn't have any issues getting the program to read the dialog boxes or tabbing around to the various buttons and controls on the program. So that is good. The very, very first versions of this that Microsoft acquired from Giant when it was called anti-spyware.
Back button.
it was almost totally inaccessible, but they've done a lot of work on this, and now it's very, very accessible. So, I would commend Microsoft on making sure that the program is adequately accessible to the blind. And I think we're finished here now.
Windows Defender protection against malicious and unwanted software. No unwanted or harmful software detected. Your computer is running normally. Scan statistics left parent quick scan right parent start time : 2:46 p.m. time elapsed : 0228 objects scanned : 29,485 status last scan : today at 2:46 p.m. left parent quick scan right parent scan schedule : daily around 2 a.m. real dash time protection : on definition version : 1.14.2029.1 created on 1/10/2007 at 9:51 p.m.
Okay, and as you can tell from all of that information that just come back, my definitions are up to date. Today is January 10th, 2007 that I'm recording this on. So my definitions are up to date. It told me that real-time scanning is on, and this is a difference between Windows Defender and Adware and SpyBot is that you easily can set Windows Defender for real-time searching of problems on your system so that it will alert you to any spyware it finds on a real-time basis, just like a antivirus program would do. It also said it was going to do its scans at around 2 a.m., and I assume we can change that if need be. That's fine by me. My system's usually on.
Tab, home button. Tab, scan button.
I'm tabbing around this box now.
Tab, scan options button. Tab, history button. Tab, tools button. Tab, help button. Tab, help options button. Tab, back button. Tab, home button.
There's all of our buttons. I'm going to see if we have any menus.
Menu bar, system space.
And we don't, just our system menu.
Leaving menus, home button. Tab, scan button.
If you want to scan, you would press this button, and it will do just a quick scan of the system that we just did here.
Tab, scan options button.
If we go to the scan options button, and I'm going to press that,
Space, context menu, quick scan, two.
we get our context menu. It'll ask us if we want to do a quick scan,
Full scan, F.
a full scan,
Custom scan, .. C.
a customized scan.
Quick scan, two.
And I'm going to hit escape to get out of this.
Escape, leaving menus, scan options button.
So if you just want a quick scan, click on your scan button. If you want to do a full or custom scan, click on your scan options button.
Tab, history button.
I'm going to click on the history button now.
Space. Tools button. History button. Windows Defender protection against malicious and unwanted software history. See all Windows Defender activities. To review or monitor items that you've permitted to run on your computer, go to Allowed Items. To remove or restore items that Windows Defender is preventing from running, go to Quarantined Items. You've joined Microsoft. SpyNet left parent basic membership right parent. Change settings programs and actions : name alert level action taken date status clear history.
And I just told it to read through that whole dialogue.
Tab, tools button, tab, help button, tab, help options button, tab, see all Windows Defender activities. To review or monitor items that you've permitted to run on your computer, go to Allowed Items. To remove or restore items that Windows Defender is preventing from running, go to Quarantined Items link.
And we could click on there, I assume, if we need to make any changes to what Defender is blocking, in case it blocks something we don't want it to.
Tab. Tab, you've joined Microsoft SpyNet left parent basic membership right parent. Change tab, list view. Shift tab, you've
Oops.
joined Microsoft SpyNet left parent basic membership right parent. Change settings link.
If you need to change your settings for the Microsoft,
You've joined Microsoft SpyNet left parent basic membership.
the Microsoft SpyNet, I'm going to leave that be for now. I don't see any problems there.
Tab, list view. Tab, back button. Tab, home button. Tab, scan button. Tab, scan options button. Tab, history button. Tab, tools button.
Now I'm going to click on the Tools button.
Space. Tab, help button. Tab, help options button. Tab, options link. Tab, Microsoft SpyNet link. Tab, quarantined items link.
And this gives us some additional links here.
Shift tab, Microsoft SpyNet link. Shift tab, options link. Shift tab, help options button. Tab, options link.
We can go in and change options. We'll go in here and look around.
Space. Automatically scan my computer left parent recommended right parent checkbox checked. Alt plus U.
So now we're in the options for Defender.
Tab, frequency colon combo box, daily, alt plus Q. Tab, approximate time colon combo box, 2 a.m., alt plus T.
So you can change your settings here as far as when you want Defender to scan.
Tab, type colon combo box, left parent quick scan, right parent, alt plus P.
And the type of scan.
Tab, check for updated definitions before scanning, checkbox checked, alt plus K. Tab, apply default actions to items detected during the scan, checkbox checked, alt plus Y. Tab, choose the action that you want Windows Defender to display left parent or apply. If you selected this option, an automatic scanning right parent when items with these alert levels are detected. Understanding Windows Defender alert levels link. Tab, high alert items colon combo box, default action left parent definition dash based right parent, alt plus H. Tab, medium alert items colon combo box, default action left parent definition dash based right parent, alt plus M. Tab, low alert items colon combo box, default action left parent definition dash based right parent, alt plus L.
Now I'm going to leave these alert levels at their defaults because I really don't know too much about those at this point. Hopefully I can update this at some point and let you know what that all does, but I would leave this all at its defaults.
Tab, use real dash time protection left parent recommended right parent checkbox checked, alt plus N.
You can tell it whether or not to use the real time protection.
Tab, choose which security agency you want to run, understanding real dash time protection link. Tab, auto start checkbox checked, alt plus U. Tab, system configuration left parent settings right parent checkbox checked, alt plus Y. Tab, Internet Explorer add dash ons checkbox checked, alt plus D. Tab, Internet Explorer configurations left parent settings right parent checkbox checked, alt tab, Internet Explorer downloads checkbox checked, alt plus W. Tab, services and drivers checkbox checked, alt plus E.
Different things that it's going to scan. And as you can see, it scans a lot of stuff.
Tab, application execution checkbox checked, alt plus X. Tab, application registration checkbox checked, alt plus G. Tab, Windows add dash ons checkbox checked, alt plus D. Tab, software that has not yet been classified for risks checkbox not checked, alt plus B. Tab, changes made to your computer by software that is permitted to run checkbox not checked, alt plus G. Tab, only if Windows Defender detects an action to take radio button checked, alt plus O. Tab, scan the contents of archived files and folders for potential threats checkbox checked, alt plus V.
It's going to scan inside of archive files, zip files, RAR files, things like that. And that's good because sometimes things can hide inside of those particular files.
Tab, use heuristics to detect potentially harmful or unwanted behavior by software that hasn't been analyzed for risks checkbox checked, alt plus I. Tab, create a restore point before applying actions to detected items checkbox checked, alt plus I. Tab, list view, alt plus O. Tab, add dot 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 button, alt plus tab, use Windows Defender checkbox checked, alt plus O. Tab, allow everyone to use Windows Defender checkbox checked, alt plus U. Tab, cancel button, alt tab, back button. Tab, home button. Tab, scan button. Tab, scan options button. Tab, history button. Tab, tools button. Tab, help button. Tab, help options button. Tab, automatically scan my computer left parent recommended right parent check, alt shift tab, help options button.
Okay, and we're all the ways back around. You probably could go into the help options, and it would give you further information on what all of these scan options do. I'm not going to cover that at this time. I'm basically just wanting to give a brief overview of the program and show you how to install it, how to run it.
Tab, automatically scan my compulse, shift, shift, tab, help button, shift, tab, tools button, shift, tab, history button, shift, tab, scan options button.
And to get out of this, you can just simply press Alt F4, I believe.
Alt F4. Windows M, desktop, tab, start button, tab, toolbar, lock, tab, taskbar, goal, tab, system, trace, iGate, personal, firewall, dash, normal button, JAWS for Windows, button, volume button, AVG free edition, dash, con, HP, desk, jet, 2:58 p.m. clock. Notification area, system, tray. System tray JAWS for Windows button, SiteGate personal firewall dash.
Okay, I don't see it down in the tray, but I'm pretty sure it's running, so I'm not going to worry about it. It will start up automatically when Windows starts, in case you do close it out for whatever reason. So that's just a basic brief overview of installing and using Windows Defender. Windows Defender is another good option for security on your PC. It's a good ideal to run this and Adware and Spybot Search and Destroy. Those are my three favorites. Between the three of these, it gives you a very high level of protection from malware and spyware that you may get on the internet in your browsing around. These are not really meant to be a replacement for antivirus, so make sure you have antivirus running as well. I know this all sounds like a tremendous amount of stuff to be running just to keep your computer safe, but believe me, nowadays, if you're on the internet all the time, you really do need this level of protection. It's very important, you know, to keep your PC safe, especially, you know, for those of us who are blind, like myself, and like most of you listening to these tutorials. You know, it's very difficult sometimes to fix problems that these programs, these spyware programs create for us when something happens and something goes wrong. So, you know, it's a very, very good idea to have a high level of protection on your system. And I use all three of these. I use antivirus, I use AVG antivirus, and I also use Cygate for my firewall protection. And I'm also behind a hardware router. So I have a pretty high level of protection here. And next time on the next podcast, I plan to talk about AVG 7.5 antivirus. It's a free program from Grisoft that you can use. Maybe if you don't have a good antivirus program right now, or you're looking to switch maybe from Norton or McAfee or something else. And I'll be talking about that next time. So this wraps up this tutorial. Thank you for listening, and I hope this was helpful. Talk to you next time. This is my contact information. If you would like to contact me for whatever reason, for a PC question, or a comment on an audio recording or podcast that I've done, you can contact me at the following places. My website is www.blind-geek-zone.net. My Skype ID is rharman928. My MSN is rharman928@hotmail.com, and that's rharmon928. My email address is rharmon, rharmon, at blind-geek-zone.net. Please feel free to contact me with any comments or questions you may have, either about my website, my audio recordings, or anything else you might want to comment on.